First name Sandra, last name Joya, date of birth 09/11/75, date of encounter 010, or date of encounter 02/10/25. History of present illness on February 7th. Patient was at work and slipped. She did reach over with her right hand to try and catch herself. Ever since then, she's had right wrist pain and difficulty with grasping. No loss of function, just pain with movement, stated by patient. Has been taking Tylenol, but cannot perform work functions at this time due to the amount of physical labor required and amount of discomfort that she has is limiting her. She's requesting a couple of days off to rest. She has been using a compress to help with some swelling. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and weighing in times 3. No acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no lymphadenopathy, respiratory system, breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, and skin is without rash or lesions, focused right wrist exam, decreased range of motion due to pain, decreased grip strength, positive tenderness of the CMC, no edema, capillary refills within normal limits, deep tendon reflexes are normal, negative phalanx, negative, what else? Next paragraph, diagnosis, right wrist pain, right wrist strain, plan, advise patient on rest, ice, compression, and elevation of the injured wrist, advise that she can wear a brace for stability, but then she needed to do movement, patient declined physical therapy at this time. It was advised to follow up with the clinic on Thursday to evaluate if she does need physical therapy or if she does need to be released back to work at that time. If the rest was sufficient for her and patient was discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up on Thursday.